Time for another edition of Let's Talk About It here, Jamestown 107.1. We are streaming at newsdakota.com. And of course, you can listen back to podcasts. You can just search out KQDJ Podcast and listen back to those at your leisure, wherever you get your podcasts from. Right now, Joe Rector from the James River Valley Library System is with us now. Joe, good to see you. It's still nice out there. We haven't, you know, it's almost November, and yet still a 70-degree forecast in the cards for us next week. We're doing okay.
You bet. You bet. We can't hold our breath expecting this to continue, but we sure can enjoy it. Thanks for having me on, Jamie. It's always great to talk to you.
Absolutely. You know, and it's been a bit since we last talked, so let's talk about things going on with the library. You had a big event here recently.
We sure did. We had Crafternoon at the Masonic Building last Friday. It was a wonderful event. We estimate that 250 attendees came on a come-and-go basis. It was self-directed crafts for all ages, and we were amazed with the turnout. We did not in any way, shape, or form expect that many people, but we were so happy that folks showed up, and we did have enough craft supplies for everyone, and that was a really good thing, although some people had to sit on the floor, you know? It was a day when school was out, and it was a rainy fall day. It was a cool day, and people came out. There were a lot of moms and kids. There were a lot of grandparents and their grandkids. So it was a really fun time, and I just want to shout out to the library staff who made that all possible. There was so much work that went into that, and our staff are amazing. They just roll up their sleeves and get into it, and I ask them to do something, and then they exceed my expectations so dramatically that I'm always standing amazed at the great programs that they put together.
Oh, and it's just, I mean, you know, I love, we take my kids to the library quite often, and we see each other there, you know, and it's funny because I just feel like the staff is so good. I mean, so good with the kids and so good with everything, just friendly and knowledgeable and just, you know, yeah, can't say enough good things about the staff you have.
Yeah, the staff really have a mission for serving people. Every single staff member we have wants to serve, you know, whoever is in there. And, you know, you don't really go into librarianship for the money. You go into it because you're a people person and you want to help people find the information they need and participate in community events. So that's really what we focus on here at James River Valley Library System.
Well, and you mentioned the Crafternoon, another event, the Bookmobile event too, right?
Correct. The Bookmobile went to Zonta Park for Zonta Club's Day of the Girl celebration. And we handed out 3D printed toys that are a big hit with all ages. These are toys that are printed on our 3D printers at the library. And so it's fun to watch them come together, and they're segmented, all different things. So whether it's a dinosaur or an octopus or a dragonfly, they're segmented so that their bodies move and so on. They've been a big hit with everybody. We give them out for prizes and things. But we were so happy to be able to give the kids there at Zonta Park these things with the library, let them explore the Bookmobile and so on. So, yeah, keep an eye at jrvls.org for our upcoming programs. You know, you're going to want to be a part of the things that we're doing.
Absolutely. And of course, find social media there as well, right? Facebook too. They can kind of
Facebook. Look. Yeah, absolutely. Great place. Instagram, find us there and just connect with us. We'd love to have you interact with the library.
Well, the city recently gave notice to the county that the city plans to withdraw from the agreement to provide joint library services. So what does that mean for us that use the library?
So, yes, the city council gave the county notice they plan to withdraw from the agreement for joint library services. This would be effective the end of February 2027, so it's a little over 2 years' notice. I don't believe the city's actual desire is to withdraw. I think they want to work forward with the county, but at the same time, the funding from the county has been up in the air for several years. 3 years ago, the county cut the library's budget $60,000. So that $60,000 magnifies the next year. That's, again, $60,000 less than the library might otherwise have received, and so on and so forth. So the city has maintained their level of funding for the library, and we really appreciate that. So what really needs to happen is an agreement between the city and the county as to what level of funding would be provided. There's a memorandum of agreement that was signed after the vote in 2008 that joined the library system together. That agreement, unfortunately, doesn't specify funding. That's always a big thing for an agreement between parties. So hoping this gets worked out, optimistic that it will be worked out. As far as what it means for the users of our libraries, well, not much for the next couple years. You know, there are great benefits to operating a joint library system. Patrons have access to a lot more books and other items that are available locally. Then there's one director for both libraries, so that's a cost savings. Cost savings have been put into maintaining the properties and buying more books and other things for people, creating a library of things at Sussman County Library. And then another benefit is more library space. We're totally out of library space at Alfred Dickey Library, and so the county library provides space for additional books that we wouldn't have room for at Alfred Dickey. If we separate, the county would be responsible for library services to people outside the city limits. And that's a key point, because a lot of people, well, their address is Jamestown. They think of themselves as Jamestown residents. But if they live outside the city limits, their taxes actually go to the county, and then the county would be responsible for their library services. So those folks and the folks at the county schools would have a transition in who is providing their library service. That would be the county folks who are wanting to use Alfred Dickey, and we would welcome them to do that. They would probably have to pay an out-of-service area fee because they need to contribute something to the library that they're using.
And
but hopefully that won't happen.
Right.
Hopefully the city and county will work out and see the mutual benefits, and funding will be decided. And so I'm still optimistic that that would happen.
And, you know, we talked at the beginning about the Crafternoon event at the Masonic Building. So still having programs at the Masonic Building, and we've talked a lot before about the interest of the library buying the Masonic Building. So with all that we just talked about, where does it stand with purchase of the Masonic Building?
It puts it up in the air, that's for sure. So things are really on hold regarding any possible expansion or purchase of property. You know, we have to get the funding agreement worked out and whether these two entities are going to continue offering joint library services before we work on, okay, so what's the future look like?
Well, we can at least talk about things that are going on at the library that we know about. And so what's coming up here in the near future, Joe?
So we're really excited about a local author book fair. This is Saturday, November 16. It's at noon to 3 p.m. Alfred Dickey Public Library. This complements our local author section, which we recently created at Alfred Dickey Public Library in honor of Larry Wywoody, who was the North Dakota poet laureate before he sadly passed away recently. So we have 18 authors so far who are going to be coming to our library, bringing their books. If you already have their books, you can bring them and they'll sign for you. If you would like to talk to the authors, purchase books, get your books signed, that would be great. Have discussions. We're going to be offering refreshments. We're hoping for a lot of people in this come and go event. Then, something I'm really excited about because I participated. I actually participated in this kind of a dry run that we did with the library staff. But it is a murder mystery. It's Friday, November 1st, 6 p.m., Alfred Dickey Public Library. So this is after the library officially closes. And you'll be in there with a group of about 25 people, and each person will be given a character.
Okay.
And told what to play. You'll actually find that out in advance, and you can wear a costume if that is something you want to do, or you can just come as yourself. But I was kind of a spoiled brat, you know, rich kid, and something I had never considered being. And I had a blast with it. Turned it a little neurotic for the kid. And you can act out this person the whole evening as you have snacks, refreshments, and then the interactions with the other people acting out their characters. And the idea is to figure out who the murderer is.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, it was a hilariously fun event. It was a great bonding experience for the library staff who participated in it. And now the public is going to be given an opportunity to do that too. So Murder Mystery, Friday, November 1st, 6 p.m., Alfred Dickey Public Library. It's limited space. We only have about 10 spots left. So you need to go to jrvls.org and sign up.
Get signed up. That sounds like just a real hoot. That sounds like a lot of fun. So mark that down.
It was a lot of fun.
No kidding. Speaking of fun, I mean, family game night is fun. You've got one of those coming up as well.
Correct. So we have some children's programs. We're always doing children's programs. Family game night, October 28th, 6 to 7 p.m. That's going to be board games, card games, and video games this time.
All right.
And we're really looking forward to that. It's a family bonding experience, something you can do with your kids, and maybe meet other people in the community, people who love to play games and so on. Then Halloween is coming right up. We have two Halloween events. The first one is Trick or Treat at the Library, and we have candy, prizes, and crafts throughout the library. We invite people to dress up, you know, be your best Halloween self, or just come as you are. You know, you want candy, you know it, admit it, just come. The second event is Trunk or Treat at Victory Lutheran Church. We've been doing that for several years. The bookmobile will be there. We'll be handing out candy to the kids. We always love that. And I love partnering with Victory Lutheran. Then we have a film club for kids. That's November 18, 6 to 7 p.m., Alfred Dickey Public Library. Again, the spots are limited, so you've got to go to jrvls.org to sign up. But this is using iPads that we recently received a grant for. The kids will be making stop-motion films, so they can take things like clay and turn them into little characters doing movie things. You take successive pictures and so mm-hmm. on, and it puts them together. Or you can use Legos or other types of things to make moving pictures. And it's just something that kids can learn about and may even guide their future decisions.
Absolutely. What fun that is.
Yes.
You know, and definitely sign up again, jrvls.org. Now, if people have any questions, they want to get a hold of you, Joe, how do they do that?
Call 252-2990, and we'll be happy to help. So if anything is going on with the website or you can't find something, you want to know more about the things I've talked about, don't hesitate. Just give us a call, and we'll be happy to help you get the answers you need.
Well, anything else that we should touch on before we close today, Joe?
You know, we have so many great new books and DVDs and things like that. I just want to encourage people to come out and expand your horizons, read some of these new things or watch. You know, a book that I just recently finished reading is That Librarian by Amanda Jones, someone who's been facing calls for book censorship and so on, dealing with that. Obviously, that's a big issue in the library community nationwide. People are dealing with that. So it's her personal story. There's a lot of human interest there. of course, follow us on Facebook and Instagram. James River Valley Library is what you're looking for. So we'd love to interact with you, check some books and DVDs out to you, all those things that your library can provide.
Absolutely. And again, that website, jrvls.org. Make sure you remember that one too. Well, Joe, always great talking with you, and I know I'll see you at the library.
You bet.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Joe Rector there talking to us on this edition of Let's Talk About It.